Hello.
Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey about women's attitudes and opinions in the current landscape. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers will be confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth?
1998.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered, but in California.
Oh, that's fine. We're just looking for registered voters. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Asian.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet?
Negative.
Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the country?
Negative.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
3.
Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Is it healthcare, economy and cost of living, student loans, education, climate change, mental health, racism and discrimination, national security, crime, gun violence, abortion access, or immigration?
Let's do education, gun violence, and mental health.
Thank you. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Is it economic security and financial independence, having or caring for children, work-life balance, improving or maintaining mental health, contributing to positive change in your community, caring for senior family members, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, your education, advancing in your career, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, or other?
I pick 3?
Yes, your top 3.
Let's do mental health, caring for children, and relationships.
Thank you. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3 once again. Your sexual orientation, your hobbies or interests, being young, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, being a woman, your profession, your spiritual or religious beliefs, being American, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, or your personality?
Let's do the being part of the racial group, being a woman, and profession.
Thank you very much. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to 2 of the following: pride, disappointment or sadness, exhaustion, anger or frustration, hope, happiness, or dread?
I'll do exhaustion and dread, you said was the last one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so exhaustion and dread.
Yes.
Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A: our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B: Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but it could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
C.
Was that a C or a B?
C.
C as in cat?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I do have my cat right next to me.
Thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose, once again, up to three of the following. Is it systemic racism, the two-party system, not enough people getting involved to make our choices, our voices heard, power-hungry politicians seeking control, politicians out of touch with the daily life of most people, corporate money has too much influence, too many old white men in power, division and gridlock between political parties, or none of the above?
How many do I pick?
Three.
Okay. I'll say the one of not being in touch with people, mm-hmm. Too many old white men, and the corporate money thing.
Okay, so it will be politicians that are out of touch with the daily life of most people, corporate money has too much influence, and too many old white men in power.
Yes.
Thank you. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? And if so, do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one is your state government.
How much it affects me?
Yes.
I would say, what are the options for how much it affects me?
A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
President Biden?
Not at all.
Your city government?
Somewhat.
Congress?
Not at all.
The Supreme Court?
A little.
Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions, etc.?
Somewhat.
Ballot initiatives like proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, ballot initiatives like proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one is, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you find that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating to help enact change through civic participation?
Somewhat motivating.
The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Not very.
So is it somewhat unmotivating or not at all motivating?
Somewhat unmotivating.
Thank you. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race in consideration in admissions.
I would say somewhat motivating.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against the LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Somewhat motivating.
Thank you. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make change, to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Attending a process, a protest. Do you find that very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat effective.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives.
Somewhat effective.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Not very effective.
Signing a petition.
Not very effective.
Voting in elections.
Not very effective.
Boycotting a company.
Somewhat effective.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Now, I just want to take a few seconds to thank you very much for your patience and your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. And the following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three of the following. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. You did not have time to vote. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. None of the above because you will always vote, or none of the above because you faced other obstacles.
I would do the very first one that you said about
We can match it.
Okay. The one where like I don't feel like my vote's gonna change anything, and then the one about not knowing enough about candidates.
Okay. And we are missing one more. Do you need them again?
No, I'm just thinking, I would say the candidate's not representing something.
Okay, so that would be voting doesn't change things that matter to you, you didn't know enough about the candidates, and the candidates didn't represent your values. Was that correct? Thank you. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one is, right now most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages. While the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes, the powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share.
And what am I deciding?
Does that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less in the political system in the United States?
Engage a little more.
The next one is, young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values.
Engage a lot more.
Thank you. The next one is, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like these for a livable and sustainable future.
Engage a lot more.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our vote bodies.
Engage a little more.
Thank you. Now, the next couple of questions are just for statistical purposes only. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose up to two. Is it news or informational articles online, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, local TV news stations, national TV news stations, Twitter, international news outlets, YouTube, podcasts, or other?
Podcast and Instagram.
Thank you. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two of the following. Humor and memes, government and politics, science and technology, health, beauty, and self-care, music, news and current events, business and finance, shows and movies, sports, hobbies, tips or hacks, or other?
Hobbies and health. Health.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's.
Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Three.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
I'm full-time.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it for...
I did.
Was it for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And finally, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I'll say last year, 40,000.
Okay. Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. You've been very kind. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And who is the survey for?
Well, actually, we're not told, so we don't influence your opinions. But we're an independent research company.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.